Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Anthony, good afternoon. Let's look for a good Samaritan, Anthony. Let's go. Let's find this. It's a man. Yeah. It's a man, yeah. Isn't it?
It's a man, Joe. How's it going?
We can't give out. You do know his name, but we can't,
but
obviously, because he might want to remain private.
Yeah.
So we're just going to give out his initials, and they are KM. Okay. Now, what happened to Cara?
Yeah, well, see, I was heading into town, are you with me?
Yeah.
I was on the dark, and I wasn't feeling too well all of a sudden, and I said, yes, I better get off the dark here and get a bit of air.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pulling into Sydney Parade Station. I can say Sydney Parade, can't I? Yeah, I can. But I didn't make it off the dark. The next minute, I must have collapsed like a sack of spuds, because I don't remember it, you know what I mean? I went down, wow. Banged my head, and I woke up with this man kind of shouting at me to bring me around, which was a lucky thing as it turns out.
Are we on the dart in Sydney Parade Avenue, or were we on the platform?
No, I'm on the dart. I got on my local station.
Okay.
I'm heading into town, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, to make a long story painful, I ended up in the A&E. But before that, the ambulance men, God loved them, there's not enough ambulances, Joe. It took me an hour and three quarters for the ambulance to come to me. But, but anyway, look, that's grand. So your man was there, this nice man, KM, and two other ladies who I don't know their names. One lady.
Okay, and what did Mystery KM do?
Well, he kept talking to me, right, to keep me going, keep me from falling off back into a sleep or a coma, mm-hmm. or whatever it was, right? And he took me phone, asked for me wife's name, rang me missus, kept talking to me, and grand. So I ended up in the hospital and anyway, right? But didn't he ring afterwards himself? Like, he rang. I must have told, God knows what rubbish we talked in the hour and a half. But I must have told him some stuff about myself, and he rang one of the clubs that I'm in, right? And he left a message, and he left his name and his number. He left his number for me to ring him to see how I was.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But between him saying the number and the lad taking it down,
of course, always happens.
It must have gone wrong. And I've tried ringing him, and I've tried all kinds of combinations of the number.
And what age was this Good Samaritan?
I'd say, not to embarrass him, maybe. I'd say roughly, I can't, look, if he stood in front of me, I wouldn't recognise him because I was out of a job. But I'd say he was in his 30s, maybe.
Yeah, that's young, yeah.
And early 30s, young.
Any idea, accent Dublin?
He was, I'd say a Dublin accent, nice accent, a bit of a beard, a bit of a smeg on him. Kind of a cool dude.
Okay. Yeah. And did you gather if he had any medical experience, or he was just being a good Samaritan, just a good citizen?
Well, he was first of all being a good Samaritan, but he did. Yeah, he was. I'd say he said He kept me in the prone position. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, and, on your side. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was calm. Look, he was calm.
That's cool,
he was really calm.
How long did he stay with you for, Anthony?
Well, he stayed with me until there. Look, it happened around 12:45, and I got clocked into the A&E in Vincent's at 3:00. So that'll tell you how long. It was about 2:30, I think, when the ambulances came.
We could have carried you from Sydney Parade Avenue up to Vincent's.
Everyone was great. The dark driver came out here. Everyone was brilliant. The dark driver was great. He said something similar. Yeah, you could have walked. But
that's
they were doing anything to keep me going. You with me?
Yeah,
you know?
Brilliant. Okay. And by the way, how did you keep warm?
Well, I didn't, as it turns out. I had my coat on me, but apparently, when you have a trauma, you find all the blood goes to protect your organs. So all my limbs were frozen. I was frozen. You know, but that's a.
Okay. And what was diagnosed eventually in Vincent's when you got there?
What was diagnosed? Well, they're on the track. Low blood pressure. A little bit of low blood pressure. But why that happened then is another story. I'm on the investigative route now, you know what I mean? Tests and all that kind of stuff. They did a CAT scan anyway. They found a bit of a brain, as the fellow says. So
the remains. They found the remains of a brain.
Yeah, and sure. Well, I have you, Joe. I know you were talking a very important subject there about the health, and the other one is the health.
The A&E
and Vincent's were brilliant.
Yeah, everyone says that. Once you get there and you can get into the system, absolutely.
Everyone I came across, the student nurse. And the man himself, the fellow in charge of the place, happened to be on, and he was great.
That's brilliant. Well done, St. Vincent.
Everyone was there. I couldn't thank them enough.
Now, Anthony, have you had any of these episodes before?
Oh, yeah, how's it turned out? But I didn't take any notice. You know, I had one there around the Christmas time, and I just thought it was after getting sick and gone. Oh, Christmas, it was a bug gone.
I hope you weren't driving a train at the time or having a drive.
No, I wasn't. No, luckily enough, I was at home. But, and I took...
That's like the great gag from Only Fools and Horses, isn't it? My father, at least my father, he died peacefully in his sleep, and so that must have been a great relief. Yeah, it was for him, but it upset his passengers on the bus he was driving.
But Joe, you need a sense of humour. That's the only. Yeah,
okay, so we're looking for KM.
KM, if there's anyone knows him or listening to him, he's probably walking now.
Thursday, so the 13th of February, day before Valentine's Day. Did you give him your name, Anthony, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, he has my name, and he knows the club that I'm in, right? So he rang down. So even if he rings ourselves or something, in exchange.
Okay.
I thought it was nice.
You telling me he gave up nearly 2 hours. He was there with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, he stayed till the bitter end. Yeah, no problem.
Fair play to you.
He was like Snow White at the dock, cut his door. He waved me off from the door to the bar when I was gone and the ambulance. But so that's our show. Okay, I mean, years ago it used to be poor old gay, you'd ring if you were in trouble to find out stuff like that, but you're the man now.
And the closest, Gay lived down near the Dart in the last few years, and he loved it. He was very fond of all of them and the staff and everything. Anthony, okay, what do you, are you still working yourself?
No, I'm retired since September. Good start, huh?
Come here. What are you retired from?
Well, at the risk of causing embarrassment to myself and everyone in the house, I walked in on Pust. And I did actually walk in on Pust, you know.
Brilliant organisation. Yeah. Where were you based?
Yeah. Well, I ended up in the big house in the GPO. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well done. Oh, that's great org. Yeah. It's one of the. I had kids away last year. Not kids, they're 25 now, but they were away last year, and you're trying to send. There's no postal service in half the countries of the world at this stage.
Yeah, so it's been reduced.
And even we were trying to get stuff. I don't know whether you heard. We had a man on from China a few weeks ago, and he's Irish from Kerry, but he's married to a Chinese woman and children, and he's with the in-laws in just outside Wuchang. And I said to him, like, what would you what are you stuck for? And he said, we're stuck for coffee and a bit of chocolate for the year. So we said about here that weekend, I said about trying to post them stuff.
Yeah.
And I went to the post office. First of all, China is highly unreliable postal service. But I discovered, when I looked, what can you post to China? First of all, you can't post books because they might be given out about the communists that run that dictatorship. But two, you can post live cats and dogs, believe it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's,
now, you try,
there's a good reason for that.
You can post live cats and dogs to China. The problem is when you go into the GPO on O'Connor Street, your man or your woman behind the counter won't take your little terrier and put him in a jiffy bag for you. You can post them with it. So we got it off. We got it to the post office. And then the next day we heard that the postal system was suspended in China. So I'm just saying, well done to On Post and all who work in it. Anthony, go to Mila Mocker. We'll try and find MKM, Mystery KM, and then you can thank him personally. You mind yourself, will you?
Thanks very much.